Anna Quizzle plugs her Tesla into charge in her garage just outside Greenville.
And it is so easy. Like, you just plug it in when you get home from wherever you are. I keep it plugged in all the time. That's how their batteries work the best. And
the former family doctor is back in school for environmental management and thinks a lot about sustainability.
So we have a solar array in the backyard. I guess we were kind of thinking we could go off the grid, but turns out
2 years ago, she was retiring her minivan and in the market for a new car, and a Tesla was in her budget. She says going electric felt like an obvious choice.
So it was a way for us to clean up our act a little bit. And emit less carbon.
A few years earlier, Quizzle's husband had bought the family's first electric vehicle. But before bringing it home, the family made some changes so they could charge it. Electric vehicles can be plugged into a normal household outlet. This is called level one charging, and it's not very fast. The car only gains a few miles of range for every hour it's plugged in.
You get home with an empty battery at night, on Sunday night from your nice long weekend. You're not going to have a full battery again until Wednesday.
That's Willett Kempton, a professor at the University of Delaware who researches offshore wind and electric vehicles. He says level two charging requires higher voltage, but it can get a battery from low to full overnight.
That's a big difference.
Quizzle and her husband didn't think electric vehicles could work for them without the faster level two charging, so they retrofitted the wiring in their garage to accommodate it. Quizzle remembers the project costing around $2,000. That price tag probably would have been lower if the family had done it back when they built the house in 2007. An ordinance that would require this EV readiness for new construction will soon go before Newcastle County Council for a vote.
It's cheaper to do it ahead of time than after the fact. It also makes the system much more available to everyone.
Councilwoman Dee Durham is the legislation's lead sponsor. Starting in January, the ordinance would require most new residential construction include level two chargers or the electrical infrastructure to support them, in line with standards of the National Electrical Manufacturers Association. For a single-family house, duplex, or townhouse with a garage, the ordinance would require one parking space in the garage be EV-ready.
If it's proposed new construction of a residence that doesn't have garages, it would still require all of the infrastructure for EV charging stations to be built, say, to the street or to the parking lot.
And for multi-unit buildings, such as apartment complexes, hotels, and dorms, half of the parking spaces would need to be EV-ready. 5% would need installed level two or higher chargers ready for residents to plug right in. Cities including Atlanta, Denver, and Seattle have already adopted similar requirements. Kempton, with the University of Delaware, says the ordinance addresses an equity issue, since right now, many people don't have any type of outlet to plug their car into.
Duplexes may be okay with a driveway or something, but once you start moving to multifamily and urban street parking, forget it.
Kempton lives in an apartment building in Philly, where he says there are only 3 level 1 outlets available for the building's 500 units. Ratios like that will need to change. President Joe Biden has set a goal of making half of all new vehicles sold in 2030 electric, which auto industry leaders support. Every building built today could be around for decades, so if they don't accommodate electric vehicles, they soon could seem out of date.
30 years from now, nobody's going to be buying gasoline cars.
It's unclear whether the proposed Newcastle County ordinance will see any pushback from builders. Sean Tucker is a lawyer who often represents developers in the county.
I think you'll hear that from most, that the writing's on the wall, the green energy, electric vehicles are certainly in our future. But this will add cost to a home, certainly, and it will ultimately be paid by the home buyer.
Tucker says developers may prefer a requirement that they offer customers an EV-ready option rather than a mandate that they build it. Councilwoman Durham, the lead sponsor of the ordinance, says she hopes it'll be a model for Kent and Sussex County. And State Senator Sarah McBride plans to introduce something similar at the state level.
There is no goal that is too ambitious because this is an inevitable, massive market shift. And if we aren't ready, if we aren't ambitious, we're going to be behind.
Scientists continue to warn of catastrophic impacts of climate change unless the world stops burning fossil fuels as quickly as possible. Transportation has historically contributed nearly a third of Delaware's total carbon emissions. So why not mandate all parking at multi-unit projects be EV ready?
Sometimes it's risk reward. You're not quite sure how far you can push the envelope. And so, a baby step is better than trying to take a giant leap and not getting it done.
Durham hopes to bring the ordinance to a vote at Newcastle County Council's meeting Tuesday. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.